This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Refugees continue to pour out of Ukraine while a Russian convoy appears to have redeployed. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Satellite images from above Ukraine appear to show a 40-mile convoy of Russian military vehicles has broken up, with armored units spotted near the airport north of Kyiv and some of the vehicles moving into forested areas. U.S. officials said Ukrainian troops have been targeting the convoy with anti-tank missiles. In his nightly video address, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky denied Russia's accusations that Ukraine is preparing an attack using chemical or biological weapons, saying it's a bad sign. If you want to know Russia's plans, he says, they are what Russia accuses others of. He said 100,000 people have been evacuated during the last 2 days from seven cities under blockade, but that Russian tanks attacked an area of Mariupol that was supposed to be a humanitarian corridor. UN officials estimated that more than 2.3 million people have fled Ukraine and that 1.9 million are displaced within their own country. Jennifer King, Washington.
A shrinking number of well-known companies are still doing business in Russia, even after hundreds of others have announced plans to curtail ties. The pace of businesses exiting Russia accelerated over the past week as the deadly violence and humanitarian crisis in Ukraine worsened and as Western governments ratcheted up economic sanctions to punish Russia for its two-week-old invasion. The companies that still have a presence in Russia say they have franchise owners or employees to consider. They don't want to punish Russians by taking away food or medicine, or they provide software or financial services for Western businesses that aren't easy to replace. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote.